what you develop is pre-correction plans. And sometimes you work with the student to do those, and sometimes it's just something you do as a teacher. There's many non-school-based things you can't manage. I can't fix kids that are growing up in high poverty and then don't eat. But if I know that that child hasn't had breakfast, I can make arrangements for the school cafeteria to have an extra breakfast available for them so they could come in and eat first thing. Similarly, if you have a child who's constantly truant or tardy, then you can meet with that child and say, the last 3 days you've been late every day, what's going on? What's the problem? And it can be that, well, I don't have an alarm clock at my house and nobody will wake me up. And so I get up and I still have to make my lunch and find my clothes, that kind of thing. And so you can help them by saying, well, what can we handle the night before? Could you pack your lunch the night before so that that's ready to go? How would you feel about identifying your outfit the night before and laying out everything you need, your shoes, socks, all that kind of stuff, so that you can help them on the front side so they don't have those problems. And then for kids that don't respond well to schedule changes, there needs to be a lot of alerting before that happens. Now, remember, this week we're having an assembly. That doesn't excuse inappropriate behavior. We still have to remember to use our inside voices. Clarify the parameters of what you expect long before that day gets there, so that if you have a field trip, they're not running out of control in some apple orchard because you haven't thought to inform them of what their behavior needs to be like on that day. So a lot of it is clarifying expectations and then helping kids meet your expectations.